请我们大家一起来翻开尼希米记第二章十八节。
So flip to Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 8.
尼希米记第二章十八节。
Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 8.
十八节。
Verse 18, sorry.
十八节，我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话，他们就说：“我们起来建造吧。”于是他们奋勇做这善工。
18. And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me, and also of the king's word that he had spoken to me. So they said, Let us rise up and build. Then they set their hands to this good work.
啊，多么美好的一句话说，我们起来建造吧。
Such a wonderful phrase, let us rise up and build.
啊，如果没有这一个行动，这个耶路撒冷的城墙很难去修理建筑。
Without the this action, they wouldn't be able to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
那这些在耶路撒冷的犹太人，他们为什么能够说出这么美好的一句话？啊，我们起来建造吧。
And why were the Jews at Jerusalem able to speak such words?
啊，他们不但说了这一句这么美好的话，而且他们照这一计划来行动。
They weren't only able to speak the words, they were also able to do the action.
那原因就是他们听了尼希米对他们所做的见证。
And the reason is they have heard the word from Nehemiah.
这个十八节说，我告诉他们，啊，就是尼希米告诉这些在耶路撒冷的犹太人。
In verse 18, it says, And I told them, which means that Nehemiah told the people of the Jewish people.
那尼希米告诉他们两件事情。
And Nehemiah told them two things.
啊，第一个，尼希米说他看见、体验到神的帮助。
Nehemiah told them that he has received, experienced God.
啊，就是我们可以看到神的力量。
Which means we can see the work of God.
那第二件事情，尼希米告诉他们说，这个当时波斯王对尼希米所说的话。
And the second thing is they can see the words from
King. 啊，这个波斯王 Persia， 波斯王对尼希米所说的话。
The words that the king of Persia has spoken to Nehemiah.
啊，为什么尼希米要提起王所说的话？
Why did Nehemiah bring up the words of the king?
我们请看第二章的第七节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 7.
第七节，尼希米又对王说：“王若喜欢，求王赐我诏书，通知大河西的省长，准我经过，直到犹大。”
In verse 7, it says, "If it pleases the king, let letters be given to me for the governors of the region beyond the river, that they must permit me to pass through till I come to Judah."
第八节又是诏书通知管理王园林的亚撒，使他给我木料，做属殿营楼之门的横梁和城墙，以我自己房屋使用的。王就允准我，因我神施恩的手帮助我。
8. And a letter of Asaph, the keeper of king's forest, that he must give me timber to make beams for the gates of this citadel, which pertains to the temple, for the city wall, and for the house that I will occupy. And the king granted them to me according to the good hand of my God upon me.
这个王对尼希米所说的话，就是他答应尼希米的请求。
And the words that the king has spoken to Nehemiah is that he has allowed Nehemiah's request.
第一个让他能够很顺利的回到这个耶路撒冷。
The first is Nehemiah was able to return to Jerusalem.
第二个他答应提供给尼希米很多的木料。
And second, the king granted Nehemiah a lot of resources.
这些材料本来是要用很多的钱去买的。
These resources are expensive.
那所以这些材料是跟金钱有关系。
And these resources have to do with money.
所以 耶路撒冷的犹太人他们听了尼希米的见证。
And the Jews from Jerusalem heard Nehemiah's testimony.
第一个就是有神的力量。
The first is that they were able to see God's power.
第二个从王那里我们得到资源得到简单的讲就是有钱财就是有财力。
And second is they receive resources and money from the king.
看到这两件事情这些犹太人他们就说我们起来建造吧。
After they have seen those two things, the Jews said, let's rise up and build.
这是他们应该讲出来的话这也是他们应该要有的行动。
Those are the words that they were supposed to say and the work that they were supposed to do.
今天晚上我想要来针对着这个王所说的话就是这个财力的问题我们一起来做一些学习。
And today I would like to use the money as a mutual encouragement.
在圣经里头有说到神他是厚赐给众人的神他会大大的赏赐给众人。
And the Bible says that God will grant gifts to people.
不但是灵性上的也包括着物质上的。
Not only spiritual, but also the physical gifts.
这是一直以来神对他的百姓的应许。
This is a promise from God.
那尼希米他从王那边得到了很多的材料。
Nehemiah has received a lot of resources from the king.
那我想我也在这里有一点我们必须要互相来提醒的。
I've found a point that we should encourage each other.
为什么尼希米能够从王那边得到这么多的材料
？Why was Nehemiah able to receive so much goods from the king?
这个王为什么对尼希米这么慷慨
？Why were the king so why were the king so
generous
to Nehemiah?
这应该是长期以来。尼希米在王面前一直都有很好的表现。
It probably means Nehemiah had a good reputation in front of the king.
这个尼希米在王面前不断的在累积他的信用。
He constantly built up his credit in front of the king.
所以当他需要的时候，王爷就能够很慷慨的来供应给他。
So when he has needs, the king will grant his needs.
我们不能够只看到说是因为神施恩的手帮助他。
We can't only say that it's all God's work.
是的，神的帮助，这个是少不了的，这也是最重要的。
And we cannot deny God's work.
但是我们也不能够忽略尼希米他本身他所尽的本分。
But we cannot also deny Nehemiah's effort.
我们来看一下我们跟钱在打交道大概有四个方式。
When we deal with money, there are four ways.
第一个就是赚得钱财。
The first way is to earn money.
第二个就是来花用钱财。
And second way is to spend money.
第三个就是存钱。
Third way is to save money.
第四个就是用钱财来施舍来行善。
And the fourth way is to do charity.
我们是很实在的生活在这个大环境里头。
We live in this big society today.
跟一般的人一样我们知道钱财并不是能够做所有的事情。
We know that money can do all things.
但是我们也知道很多事情没有钱财又行又做不了，没有办法做。
But we also know without money, we can't do a lot of things.
所以我们一个基督徒我们也是一样要跟钱财来打交道。
As a Christian, we also have to deal with money.
跟大家都一样，跟钱财打交道就是这四个方式。
Everybody should be the same when they deal with money.
我们也需要赚钱。
We all need to earn money.
那我们用怎样的方式来赚钱？
How do we earn money?
从圣经我们看到说我们要诚实 努力的来赚钱。
And the Bible says we should earn money with honesty and diligence.
啊，除了这个之外，也有其他的方法可以赚到钱。
There are other ways to earn money.
啊，但是一个基督徒就是要用诚实跟努力来赚钱。
But as a Christian, we should only earn money with honesty and diligence.
啊，为什么呢？
And why is that?
啊，在我们请看《传道书》第五章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书第五章十八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 18.
十八节，我所见为善为美的，就是人在神视他一生的日子，吃喝享受日光之下劳碌得来的好处，因为这是他的份。
18. Here is what I have seen. It is good and fitting for one to eat and drink.And to enjoy the good of all his labor in which he toils under the sun all the days of his life, which God gives him, for it is his heritage.
啊，这里讲到有一种神的祝福。
And here it talks about one of the blessings from God.
啊，就是一个人他能够吃喝享受他劳碌所得来的好处。
And it says that it is good and fitting for one to eat and drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor.
十九节，神赐人资财丰富，使他能以吃用，能起自己的份，在他劳碌中喜乐，这乃是神的恩赐。
19. As for every man to whom God has given riches and wealth and given him power to eat of it, to receive his heritage and rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God.
我们能够享用我们劳碌得来的，这是一件好事，这是一个神的祝福。
We are able to enjoy the gifts, the heritage that we earn from working. This is a gift from God.
好，那这跟我们如何来得到钱财是有直接的关系。
And this is all related to how we earn money.
好，神怎样才会祝福我们所得来的
？How will God bless our earnings?
啊，就是。我们是用诚实努力而得来的。
It is only when we work with honesty and diligence.
那我们常常会彼此勉励说啊，我们的神爱我们，神会供应我们。
We often say God will provide, God loves us.
那到底神是如何的来供应我们
？But really, how does God provide us?
啊，我们从尼希米的身上啊，可以看到神如何来供应我们。
And we can see from Nehemiah's example how God has provided.
在神所赐给我们的机会里头，我们努力的工作。
In the opportunity that God has given us, we work hard.
那我们就能够得着我们所需要的。
Then we can earn what we need.
甚至我们能够得着我们所想要的。
We can even earn what we want.
我刚才已经有提到，一直以来尼希米都是在王面前有很好的表现。
I mentioned before that Nehemiah has done good in front of the king's eyes.
好，那为什么尼希米能够在王面前来有所表现
？And how is Nehemiah able to do to act in such way？
就是神赐给他的机会。
It is the opportunity that God has given him.
神让他能够在王面前工作。
God gave him the chance to work for the king.
这是神赐给尼希米的机会。
This is a chance that God has given him.
那尼希米就把握住机会，努力的来工作。
And he might have grab onto this chance, and he worked hard.
他就能够得到他每一天所需要的。
And he was able to gain his daily necessities.
那他现在想要回耶路撒冷去修理城墙。
When he wants to goback to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall.
这么多的材料啊，并不是他个人的需要。
He has lots of resources, but those are not what he needs.
因为他一个人，他不需要这么多的木材。
He doesn't need all those timbers.
但是他想要有这么多木材。
But he wants to have all of them.
那他也得着了。
And he received it.
那这个就是所谓神的供应。
This is God's providence.
在神所给我们的机会里头，我们努力的 来工作。
We should take the opportunity from God and work hard.
那箴言也教导我们啊很多啊一些如何让我们的钱财更多的啊一些原则。
And Proverbs also teaches us some ways to earn more money.
啊，我们请看箴言第十章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言第十章第四节。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4.
第四节，手懒的要受贫穷，手勤的却要富足。
For he who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich.
第五节，夏天祭炼的是智慧之子，收割时沉睡的是宜修之子。
He who gathers in summer is a wise son. He who sleeps in harvest is a son who causes shame.
啊，那这是一个啊，可以用在每一个人身上的一个啊一个原则啊，就是要勤劳，要努力。
And this is a rule that can be applied to every one of us to be diligent.
啊，这是一个自然的一个法则。
This is a natural order.
好，我们再请看二十二章第四节。
Let's read chapter 22, verse 2.
二十二章第四节。
Chapter 22, verse 4.
那今天我们是一个认识神、敬拜神的人。
Today we are who worships God.
啊，除了我们努力工作之外，我们如何能够让我们赚得更多的钱
？Other than working hard, how can we make more money?
第四节，敬畏神，心存谦卑，就得富有，尊荣，生命为赏赐。
Verse 4, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life.
因为今天我们认识神，敬畏神，所以我们又多上了这一个原则。
Because we know God, we have other ways to earn the riches.
当然，很多人他赚得财富是因为他的努力。
Well, of course, many people earn their riches because they work diligently.
但是在现实里头，有很多的时候，也不一定努力了就能够有所获得。
But many times in the society, working hard doesn't mean you will earn.
但是无论如何，人还是要努力。
But we should still work hard.
那对一个认识神的人，这里又加上我们要敬畏神，心里常常存着谦卑。
But for a person who knows God, we should constantly have humility in our heart.
那神就将几件事情来应许赐给我们。
Then God will grant us the promises that He has promised us.
这里头包括了我们的拥有，我们的富有。
And those includes.Riches.
好，那再来我们谈跟钱打交道的第二件事情就是花钱用钱。
And now we will talk about the second way, which is spending money.
我们请看箴言二十一章第五节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5.
二十一章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5.
第五节，殷勤筹划的足智丰裕，行事急躁的都必缺乏。
The plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone who is hasty surely to poverty.
要赚钱也要有所计划。
We need to plan when we earn money.
那要花钱也是要有计划。
But we also need to plan.For spending money.
那下半句话说，行事急躁的都必缺乏。这个用钱没有计划，急躁用钱的常常会让自己缺乏。
The second phrase says, but those of everyone who is hasty surely poverty.
有时候我们会问自己说，那到底我要有多少钱才算够了
？Many times we'll ask ourselves, how much money do we need to be enough.
有时候人会彼此提醒说，你到底要赚多少，你才觉得够了。
Many times you might be reminded how much money you need to earn to be enough for yourself.
啊，就是我们在彼此提醒说，不要过分的辛苦。
It is a reminder that we should not work too hard.
啊，那常常我们的定义就是比现在再多一点叫做够了。
And many times our definition of enough is to be a little bit more than what we have now.
啊，那所以呢，我们其实就是这样的人，就是永远不够。
And but in fact, that means you will never have enough.
啊，那我们一个基督徒应该常常有这样的一个啊，一个很好的态度啊，就是我的钱够用。
As Christian, we should always find that we have enough.
好，因为我已经够我所需要的。
Because it is enough for what we need.
好，不是够我所想要的。
And we shouldn't be asking for what we want.
好，这个需要跟想要，这其实是有很大的不同。
Our needs and our wants are different.
好，我们达到我需用的，那我们常常就真的觉得我的钱够用。
When we have what we need, then we feel like we have enough.
好，那如果我们的态度常常是我想要，那么我们会常常是我的钱要比现在再多一点才够。
But when we often think I want more, then we will never have enough.
好，那所以我们花用钱的计划是怎样的计划？
And how should we plan our spending?
啊，很简单的一个原则。
And it is an easy rule.
好，当我们要花钱的时候
，when we spend money,
好，那我们分辨一下啊，比如说我要买，我买的是我需要的，还是我想要的？
Before we spend our money, we can consider if this is what we want or this is what we need.
好，那我想如果我们常常这样子啊来做计划的话，那我们啊我们在花钱上呢就有一个很好的原则，很好的计划。
If we are able to plan out our spendings, then we should have a good rule. In our mind.
那我们很容易落入花钱去买我所想要的。
But we are also often, we will also experience our we spending money for the things that we want.
那所以买了很多不是我们真的需要的。
Then we will find out we have bought so many things that we don't need.
买了很多东西。啊，只是想要，但是不是需要，所以没有用。
And when we buy those things that we don't need, then we will never use it.
那再来啊，我们一个基督徒，我们需要存钱吗
？And next is our as a Christian, do we need to save money?
啊，神是我们的依靠。
God is our we should rely on God.
啊，那神是我们随时的帮助。
God is our help.
啊，神。总是跟我们同在。
God is always with us.
那我们有神，我们需要储蓄吗
？When God is with us, do we still need to save money? 啊，
用钱需要计划。那所以呢，这个计划里头当然包括着存钱储蓄。
When we say that we need plans on spending money, that means we need to also save money.
我们请看箴言第六章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言第六章第六节
，Proverbs chapter 6 verse 6。
第六节，懒惰人啊，你去查看蚂蚁的动作，就可以得智慧。
6, go to the ant, you sluggard, consider her ways and be wise.
啊，这里说我们要去啊学习蚂蚁的智慧哈、啊，尤其是懒惰的人。
And here it says we should consider the ways of the ants.
第七节，蚂蚁没有元帅，没有官长，没有君王。
Seven, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler.
啊，当人在观察这个蚂蚁啊，啊，人觉得说这个蚂蚁好像没有所谓的首领。
When we watch ants, it seems like they don't have a captain.
啊，好像没有人在逼迫他们做什么事情，发号命令来命令他们做什么事情。
Usually there wouldn't be a leader telling them what to do.
但是他们总是自动的在做一些事情。
But they will be self-motivated to do certain things.
第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
尚且在夏天预备食物，在收割的时候纪念粮食。
8 provides her supplies in the summer and gather her food in the harvest.
在夏天有很多的机会，很多的粮食。
In the summer, there will be many supplies.
在夏天到处都有粮食。
There will be food in the summer.
因为到处都有所以很容易的不用那么努力。
Because they are everywhere, and we wouldn't have to work as hard.
但是这个蚂蚁在夏天的时候到处都有食物，但是他们还是很努力。
But the ants, even in during the summertime, they still work hard.
他们努力的在储存食物。
They are working diligently to save up food.
所以这里说，这就是蚂蚁的智慧。
And this is the wise, the ants, the wise of the ants.
所以能够做一些储蓄的这个是一种智慧。
And to be able to save up money, that is wisdom.
我们有神可以依靠不等于说我们不需要储蓄。
Having a God to rely on doesn't mean we should not save.
那谈到储蓄我们又可能会想到投资。
And when we talk about saving up, we could also think of investing.
有所谓的这种投资的储蓄我们基督徒可不可以做投资？
Are we as Christian able to do?Able to invest in money.
我想我们有一个很重要的原则，就是不要贪。
And there is one important rule is not be greedy.
因为这个所谓的投资有时候它的回收率真的会高很多。
Sometimes when we invest in, we are able to earn many.Much more back.
那这种因为报酬率的高，通常里头也一定会有一些的风险。
Because of this, the benefits of investment, there are also risks.
那所以呢如果贪的话有很容易落入这个冒险里头。
So when we are greedy, we might fall in some risks.
所以不能够因为有很好的报酬率所以呢用借钱来投资。
We shouldn't borrow money just to invest in more money.
很多人一开始是为了储蓄而来投资。
Many times people start out by start us investing just to save up money.
那到后来亏了所有的，甚至破产了，为什么？
But afterwards they lost all their money. Why is that?
因为贪。
Because they are greedy.
所以不是很正确的投资。
So it is not a good way to invest.
那贪一直是。每一个人都有的一个负面的人性。
But greed is a human characteristics.
我们请看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's read First Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章第九节。提摩太前书六章第九节。
First Timothy chapter 6, verse 9.
第九节，但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
Verse 9. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. 啊，
本来的动机是要储蓄、存钱。
But the original motivation was to save up money.
啊，但是不小心的话，就会变成贪啊，变成贪心，想要发财。
But when one is not paying attention, it could easily turn into greed.
啊啊，很多好事情稍微不小心，它就会偏差了。
Many small things when we are not when we do not focus, it will turn out the other way.
啊啊，不但是小事，好事情啊，那不小不留意的话，啊，它就会啊，它就会。偏差了。
Not only the little things, but even some good work that we do.
哦，那储蓄啊，存钱这是好的。
Saving up is a good thing.
但是在处理当中过程里头啊，要留意，不要贪心。
But the process of saving up, we should pay attention.
那第四节，贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
Verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
在生活当中，我们一定要跟钱打交道。
In our lives, we often have to deal with money.
那我们一定要常常提醒自己，啊，不要贪爱，啊，不要贪爱钱财。
And we should often remind ourselves to not be greedy.
好，那再来跟钱财打交道的第四个项目，啊，就是，啊，能够施舍，能够行善。
And the fourth way of dealing with money is to do charity or to, give out money.
啊，我们花钱。第一个层面就是得到我们所需要的。
When we spend money, the first requirement is that we gain what we want, what we need.
那我们花在我们身上的钱啊，我们要有计划。
And the money that we spend on ourselves, it should be planned out.
那再来，我们要有智慧的来花钱。
But we should spend money with wisdom.
啊，照着我们的努力，照着神的祝福啊，我们要好好的用我们手头上的钱。
We should spend our money according to God's wisdom.
啊，当我们啊能够满足了我们的需要
，when we can meet our needs.
啊，那我们也储蓄了一些钱。
We also have saved up some money.
啊，那再来。我们要有智慧来用钱。
Then we can use this money with wisdom.
哦，那怎样才能够有智慧来用钱
？How can we use money with wisdom？
啊，一样的，我们要克服我们人性的一个弱点。
We have to overcome the weaknesses of human.
啊，就是我们人的自私。
And that is our selfish ambition.
啊，我一开始讲到一个基督徒怎么去赚钱，要用诚实跟努力。
How does a Christian earn money with honesty and diligence?
哦，所以我们手头所多余出来的，这个是我们常常是我们努力而有的。
When we have extra, that is oftentimes that means we have worked harder.
啊，是的，是我们的努力，但是呢，我们一个基督徒啊，我们要对我们的钱要不自私。
But even though that is our hardworking, we should not be selfish.
啊，但是当人拥有的时候，人这个自私的心也很容易的来占有我们。
But when we have more, we many times the selfish ambition can be powerful.
那在圣经里头啊，也有啊提到。对富有的人的责备。
And in Bible, it also criticized the riches.
那这个为什么会责备这些富有的人
？And why were the rich people criticized？
因为这些人没有用智慧来用他们的钱。
Because they did not use their money wisely.
那为什么他们 没有用智慧来用钱。
And why did they not spend their money wisely?
哦，就是因为他们的自私。
Because of their selfish ambition.
那常常人是拥有越多越自私。
Many times, as human, when we have more, then we become more selfish.
哦，那这个尤其是在雅各书五章第一节到第五节。
And especially written in James chapter 5, verse 1 to 5.
哦，这个雅各书在那里在责备这些富有的人。
In James, the riches were criticized.
那为什么我们需要能够用钱去行善？
And why should we use money to do goods?
我们都希望我们的生命是很丰盛的，很丰富的。
We all want our life to be abundant.
那要丰富我们的生命，其中的一个方法就是我们用我们的钱财去行善。
And one of the ways to make to make our life abundant is to use the money for good.
我们请看箴言十一章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 11.
箴言十一章二十四节。
Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24.
二十四节有施善的，却更增添。有吝惜过度的，反致贫乏。
24. There is one who scatters, yet increases more. And there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty.
二十五节，好施舍的必得丰溢，滋润人的必得滋润。
25. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself.
在这里讲到能够很慷慨的来用钱财来帮助别人的，他会更增添。
Here it says the generous will be made rich.
当然，这个增添可以是从神来的祝福。
And when it says they have increased, yet increases more, that means it can mean the gift from God.
那神给人的。也常常是超过这个物质这一个层面。
But many times when God gives us, it could be more than just a physical way.
我们人常常只是专注于物质这个层面。
Many times we are materialistic.
因为真的，我们的努力常常可以得到的就是物质这一个层面。
Because when we work, we often only earn physical things.
所以有很多人物质很丰富，但是生命不是那么丰富。
So that is why some people could have many materialistic things, but their life wouldn't be abundant.
因为超越物质的那一个层面，常常需要神的祝福。
Because the things that that overcomes the materialistic things often comes from God.
所以二十五节说，好施舍的必得丰溢。
That is why it says, in chapter 25, verse 25, the generous soul will be made rich.
那这个丰溢常常是超越物质的。
And this rich, oftentimes is better than the materialistic.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为是从神来的。
Because it comes from God.
我们请再参考箴言十九章。
And let's read Proverbs chapter 19.
箴言十九章十七节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17.
十七节，怜悯贫穷的，就是借给主，他的善行，主必偿还。
17. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given.
我如果向你借钱。我还给你的就是我的感谢跟钱。
If I borrow money from you, when I return it back to you, that is my thanks and my money.
因为我是人，我能够还给你的就是物质这个层面。
Because I'm human, I can only return physical things.
那顶多加上我的对你的感谢跟赞美。
At most is to add my sincere heart.
那在十七节说， 这个啊，一个慷慨的人，这个就好像借给神，神一定会偿还给他。
And in verse 17, it says, when lending to the poor, it means we are also lending to God.
啊，那神一定会还给我们。
And God will always return what we have given.
啊，那神的还给你就不像我还给你啊，神还给你的常常是超过了物质，超过了钱财。
When God returns to you, oftentimes it's more than what human can give.
啊，这就是为什么我说，我们如果要丰富我们的生命，那我们要有所施舍。
That is why, if we want our lives to be more abundant, we should give more of the things to others.
啊，我们再请看马太福音第六章。
And let's look at Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章二十节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 20.
二十节，主耶稣说：“只要积攒钱财在天上，啊，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。”
20. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
啊，二十一节，因为你的钱财，你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
啊，那在这里，主耶稣也啊提醒我们，我们要积财宝在天上。
And here it says we should lay up treasures for in heaven for ourselves.
啊，那所以啊，我们一个基督徒，我们也是很实在的生活在这个大环境里头。
As a Christian, we are also living in this world.
啊，别人需要跟钱打交道，我们也是一样要跟钱打交道。
We have to deal with money just like everyone else.
啊，那我们从圣经里头，我们有我们跟钱打交道的原则。
And we can learn some rules in the Bible.
啊，很多人只能够从钱财来得到物质上的好处。
Many people can only earn physical benefits from money.
啊，我们应该不但得到物质上的好处，我们更应该用我们的钱财来得到灵性上啊，甚至将来永生的好处。
But we should use our money wisely to earn not only the physical but also the spiritual, or even eternal life.
啊，那最后我们看箴言第三章。
And finally, we'll look at Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章第九节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9.
第九节，你要以财物和一切出手的土产尊荣主。
9. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the fruit, first fruits of all your increase.
那这里啊，告诉我们啊，如何来尊荣主。
And here it is teaches us how to honor our Lord.
啊，那这是给我们的其中一个方法，用我们的财物啊，用一切的出手的土产。啊，来尊荣神。
And we can honor our Lord with our possessions and with the first fruits of all our increase.
啊，那我们神这么的伟大，啊，我们要尊荣他。那这里给我们这样的一个我们可以做的方法，啊，用我们的财物来尊荣神。
And because our God is so wonderful, we should honor Him with our possessions.
啊，我们也求神啊，常常我们啊，让我们能够啊看到神的力量啊，看到啊这个财务上的力量啊，让我们都能够像这些犹太人说起来，我们建造吧。
And we should ask God to let us see His power and the power of His the wealth, so we can be like the Jews to rise up and build.
啊，那当我们看到神的力量啊，看到神的祝福。啊，我们也一定要起来一起建造。
And when we see the power of God, we should and His blessing, we should all rise up and build.
我们一起唱诗七十三首。
And now we'll sing hymn 73.
Yeah.
strength again in thy present precious.
Last verse. Jerusalem 的犹太人，他们最后把耶路撒冷的城墙修理，建造完成。
The Jews at Jerusalem has rebuilt the wall of Jerusalem.
我们从尼希米记二章十八节，我们看到几个原因。
And in Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 18, we saw some reasons.
第一个有神的力量。
The first is that they have seen the power of God.
第二个有财力。
They have the resources.
第三个有人力。
And third is they have the labor.
第四个他们勇敢坚持。
Fourth is that they work hard and they stand firm.
那我们也求神这样来带领祝福我们。
And we hope that God can guide us and bless us.
让我们有神的力量。
So we can have the power of God.
让我们有财力。
So we can have the wealth.
让我们有人力。
So we can have the labor.
那也让我们能够勇敢的、坚持的来做神的工作。
So we can have courage and to stand firm in God's work.
那相信我们一定能够看到我们完成很多的事情。
Then we can see that we have achieved many things.
对我们个人、我们家庭也是同样的原则。
And also, This is also for our personal families.
那我们现在一起来祷告。
And now we will all kneel down and pray.